The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy Bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
Time to get you dialed into the biggest stories of the day. This is the Daily 10 with Matt Chernoff.
All right, everybody, here we go. It's time for the Thursday edition of the Daily 10. It's your friend Matt back again, ready to take you on our 10-minute podcast journey together. And this would be the portion of the pod I would please ask you to subscribe and download the pod just to get those numbers cranked up. We've had a great run, and it's all because of you guys, which we greatly appreciate. Coming up today, we will talk about a former Falcon who had quite the opinion on both Dan Quinn and Sean Payton that I think will give you a good laugh. Plus, top to bottom, I think the Braves are the best in the National League, and I'll make my case coming up. That and a group that has a lot of skills are missing one major element. We'll cover all that and more coming up in just a moment. First, I'll remind you we're brought to you by the Rhodes Group. Clayton Rhodes and his great team at the Rhodes Group, they're my insurance agents. I got some of the best rates, frankly, and I'll challenge whatever you got anywhere on my home and car insurance because they shopped and they continue to shop my rates constantly to make sure that I'm saving money. And right now we're all looking for areas, right, to save money. The grocery bill is out. It's outrageous. And I can't live without Hulu. So how am I going to cut that? And it's not like the kids are going to not be able to, you know, have their video games. Where do we save some money? How about on our insurance rates? By having a company like the Rhodes Group, a local insurance agency, shop them for you. Their goal is to save you a bunch of money, save you a bunch of time, and a bunch of headaches. So at no cost, and let me be clear again, no cost to you, the Rhodes Group will shop your rates. All you have to do is go to the landing page they have set up at the Rhodes Group website. It's rhodes-group.com/Chernoff. It'll take you right to my landing page there. Again, it's spelled R-H-O-A-D-S, rhodes-group.com/Chernoff. Or you can call them. They'll do the same thing for you. They'll give you 10 quotes in less than 10 minutes at 678-341-9667. So if you're a longtime Falcon fan, you'll remember the name Tony Casillas. He used to play for the Falcons in the 80s. Went on to have really a good success with the Cowboys. I think he was part of their turnaround on some of their championship teams. And I think he still lives in Dallas. He sent out a tweet that gave me a good chuckle, and I thought I'd share it with you guys. He wrote on Twitter, quite honestly, if I was the Arizona Cardinals, I'd pick Dan Quinn over Sean Payton as their next head coach. Dude is a proven winner and leader, and you don't want to give up a first-round pick. You don't have to do that for Dan Quinn. And then he asked his Twitter followers for their thoughts. Now, I'm not going to be annoying, obnoxious jerk guy on Twitter the way I am on the radio, because I would have just written back, ha-ha, ha-ha, ha-ha. There is no way in the world that I can compare Dan Quinn as a head coach to Sean Payton. Dan Quinn is a really good defensive coordinator. I think really good. Now, I can also tell you, when he was with Seattle and now with Dallas, he's got a ton of talent, which makes you a lot smarter as a DC. But I think he uses that talent very wisely. Dan Quinn, the head coach, when he has to manage things like a game, a team, the clock, game situations, his assistant coaches, he's one of the worst I've ever seen. Sean Payton, on the other hand, I think when you put a play sheet in his hand and a week to prepare, I think Sean Payton's one of the shortlist like difference makers in the league. He won a championship. He was in the postseason every year, and they lost some weird games that I like to taunt Saints fans over, but let's think about some of these games. They lost on the Minneapolis Miracle, where a safety decided to make one weird attempt at a tackle, and Stephon Diggs scored, and Minnesota went to the NFC title game. Not sure I can put that on Sean Payton. There was the call that I like to tongue-in-cheek give the Saint fans crap over when they played the Rams in the NFC Championship game that should have been a 15-yard penalty and a first down, and they would have run the clock out and kicked a field goal, and they would have been in another Super Bowl. There was also a overtime loss where the defense gave up a winning touchdown to Kirk Cousins. Now, again, coaching matters. Don't get me wrong. So he's not above the criticism. Give me Sean Payton every day of the week. And if I was an Arizona Cardinal fan, like I'm an Atlanta Falcon fan or a Denver Bronco fan, and I had a choice between Dan Quinn and Sean Payton, and you're going to make a case for Dan Quinn, you're not paying close attention. You're just not. Dan had a history in Atlanta from game one in his first season till his final game in 2020 of having teams that could not hold leads, that were not managed correctly with the clock and in fourth quarters. It was a pattern that never changed, and maybe he'll have learned his lesson. But I think when you put him back at the head of the table, having to manage the game instead of just coaching the defense, I think those same things will crop back up. Whereas I would love to have Sean Payton coaching my team, because again, with the play sheet and a week to prepare, I think Payton will outduel just about anybody in the league. We'll talk about the Braves and how they stack up against the National League in a moment. First, let me remind you, we're brought to you by Atlanta Sports Trips. Atlanta Sports Trips is Atlanta's first all-inclusive sports travel service. And as we look ahead to 2023, Atlanta Sports Trips has some awesome trips on the calendar. We're looking forward to making some trips with Atlanta United so the supporters can have some fun road trips to look forward to. Some Braves regular season trips that I think they're going to be awesome when we announce those, and then a huge football season when we get to the fall. Right now, we're focused on taking fans down to see the Bravos in spring training to combine a great 3 days at the beach in Clearwater at the Wyndham Grand Clearwater Beach, which is a beautiful resort, combined with a chance to see the Braves and the Pirates on a Sunday in Bradenton. Now, we're also, as an add-on, the Braves play on the Tuesday following against the Phillies in Clearwater, so we're giving people an opportunity. Stick around an extra day or two. You take two games in. And we'll have an announcement on a meet-and-greet guest that I think people are going to dig coming up in just a few days. You can go to atlsportstrips.com to book now. We're down to four rooms as of this morning that I saw were still available. This will sell out, and you can reserve yours with a $99 deposit. Again, atlsportstrips.com. Don't let this fill up before you get an opportunity to book. Speaking of the Braves, I was looking at just some comps between teams and just talent on paper, which it's not the easiest way because the injury bug and some guys will not perform up to what we think. But if you were just to look at the talent base of the top teams in the NL, Dodgers, Mets, Phillies, Braves, maybe the Cardinals, whomever you want to throw in, I think I can make a great case that the Braves will be deeper than any team in the National League based on some of the smaller moves that Alex Anthopoulos made this offseason, which I think was part of his goal. And I said going into the offseason, I thought most of what the Braves were going to do was going to be in the margins, and I think that's played out. Having a deep bench is not a huge deal anymore with the DH, but with the questions the Braves have in left field with Rosario and Ozuna, I think it's actually a little more important here than you would expect in other places. The Braves' bench could include Orlando Arcia, whoever doesn't start the night, Rosario or Ozuna. The Braves have added Kevin Pillar, who will battle Eli White, Sam Hilliard, and all three of those guys can play all three outfield spots, which matters. Or more, maybe Jordan Luplow, who can play all three outfield spots and has had some time at first base. Now, those names will not sound like much, but neither would the name of Tyler Matzek when the Braves brought him in as a scrap heap, who was out of baseball for a few years, or trading for Luke Jackson the way they did. I mean, a lot of times, these little moves that you don't think about in the offseason become larger during the regular season. So if I looked at the top of the Braves roster and I start doing Ronald Acuna, Austin Riley, Michael Harris, Ozzie Albies, Max Fried, Kyle Wright, and Spencer Strider, I can keep going. I think the Braves at the top are as good as anybody in the NL, if not better than anybody. I think at the bottom, when I do the bench and the bullpen, I also think they're better. The bullpen sets up this way. Raisel Iglesias moves into the closer role, although A.J. Minter could do it the same way. But Iglesias, Minter, Joe Jimenez, who they made the deal for, becomes a high-leverage, late-inning guy. The wild card is Kirby Yates. If Kirby Yates comes back to close to the form that he had before his injury, that was one of the best closers in baseball, and now becomes another late-inning option to set up Raisel Iglesias, who can also close games on the nights when Iglesias has pitched 2 out of 3. So you're going Iglesias, Minter, Jimenez, Yates. Remember, Colin McHugh's back for another year. Dylan Lee is another lefty option. The Braves traded for Lucas Lichty from the Yankees. And then the final spot, if the Braves carry 8 in the bullpen, comes down to Jackson Stevens, Jesse Chavez, Nick Anderson, who the Braves brought in as a flyer to see if he can get healthy and be a part of it. That, to me, top to bottom, 1 through 26, I think it's better than the Dodgers, I think it's better than the Mets, and I think it's better than the Phillies. It also will mean that you should be able to sustain, if some injuries crop up, sustain your level of play without falling off the table. And I think that's why Alex is always concerned about depth in the bullpen. In this case, some more depth on the bench. Top to bottom, this to me is, you know, I could start doing the comparison to the American League teams, the Astros, the Yankees, the Mariners. I won't go there yet, but just in the NL, I think it's the best roster around the league as we head into spring training just a few weeks away. All right, before we talk about some skill position groups, I'll remind you, we're brought to you by the Daily Draft. That's my go-to sports bar in downtown Woodstock. I live in Woodstock, so it's around the corner, but heck, Woodstock's open for everybody. Come on, see the best in sports bar experiences, which gives you two levels at the Daily Draft of great views of all the games. If you're going for Championship Sunday, I would hunker down early in front of that 9-foot beautiful technological marvel right in the middle of the Daily Draft and try to grab the front row seat, which is the couch, to just have that land all for yourself all throughout that Sunday. If it's a weeknight, you want to go check out hoops. If it's a Saturday, you want to go watch games. You can enjoy a chef-inspired menu, a craft beer bar, self-serve taps, which are awesome, and frankly, the best views of all the games you want to watch. Find out all the info at thedailydraft.net or on their social channels. You can follow The Daily Draft on Facebook and Instagram. I saw a tweet from Robert Griffin III, RG3, who was looking at the final four teams left in the NFL, and he had a breakdown of the four skill position groups. And I thought it was an interesting kind of comp to see where the Falcons are with those four teams. He mentions with the Eagles, A.J. Brown, Devonta Smith, Dallas Goedert, Miles Sanders, Kenny Gainwell, Quez Watkins. And then he goes through all Niners, Debo, Kittle, Christian McCaffrey, Brandon Ayuk, Bengals, Jamar Chase, T. Higgins, Joe Mixon, Chiefs, Kelsey, Juju, Pacheco, Kadarius Toney, all those. So I'm looking at the Falcons, and I think of some of the stuff that I like the most, I think they're not that far away in the skill position group. I think with another addition to Kyle Pitts, who comes back healthy, to Drake London, to Cordero Patterson, who I wonder more about his role next year, now that it looks like Tyler Algier will assume the number one running back role, that you can use Cordero as a backup running back, but also more as a pass catcher in the wide receiver department. And believe it or not, Olamide Zaccheaus is just, he's a nice depth piece. I don't know that he's supposed to be a starter for you, but he's a nice wide receiver piece. If they can add one more skill position player to catch passes, that becomes a really fun group. Now, it all comes down to who the quarterback is and whether it's my dream of Lamar Jackson or your dream that Desmond Ridder turns into a big-time quarterback. At least they have that moving, trending in the right direction. If the offensive line continues to make the strides that it has, and we know in the run game it's tremendous. I think in the pass game it got better as the season went along, and it got better once Marcus Mariota went away, because I think Marcus, from a timing perspective, probably doesn't help the offensive line in some ways. Now, maybe they'll also improve the O-line in the offseason, whether that's drafting an O-lineman in the draft or adding something in free agency to make that group even better. That's one thing I think I like about the Falcons, maybe more than they get attention for, is that skill position group. All right, again, if you guys would, please subscribe to the pod. Do it now on any of your favorite podcast platforms, just to guarantee you get it waiting for you each and every day around 10 a.m. And do it on the Daily 10 feed, just to make it extra special for all of us. I will talk to you today, this afternoon at 2 o'clock on 680 The Fan. We're back again here tomorrow for the next edition of the Daily 10.
Subscribe to the Daily 10 now and get the latest breaking news and biggest stories of the day every morning. Get more at 680thefan.com or subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Google, or wherever you get your favorite shows.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy Bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
Hey everybody, Buck Blue here, and as a recent customer of Jim Ellis Automotive and a longtime friend of the Vice President, Stacy Ellis, man, I know Jim Ellis Automotive Group takes pride in being a family-owned and operated business. I saw it firsthand. When Stacy's granddad, Jim Ellis, founded the company back in 71, his goal was to treat every customer like family by offering a car-buying experience that was both easy and fully transparent. And it worked. 50 years later, Stacy's dad, Jimmy Ellis, grew the organization to become Georgia's largest family-owned and operated automotive group. And today, third-generation family members like Stacy, along with more than 1,700 dedicated team members, are working hard to uphold the values Jim Ellis Automotive was founded on. And that's why Jim Ellis has been around for over 50 years. Enjoy the advantages of buying your next vehicle from a family-owned and operated dealership. Visit jimellis.com or stop by any of their 20 dealerships located throughout Metro Atlanta. Jim Ellis Automotive, where you can always expect the best.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.